NASA told us this morning that astronauts may have to go on a spacewalk to fix problems with a cooling pump on the International Space Station. The problem surfaced on Wednesday, and NASA says the crew is not in danger. But the cooling pump has to be fixed, and veteran astronaut Rick Mastracchio, who is aboard the station, says he's ready to go for a walk if he has to.
Anytime you have something like this, it's good news, bad news. Of course, the bad news is the station's having problems and we have to go out and do a repair. The good news is, you know, is we have the spare parts, we have the training, we have the skills. And of course, going out and doing a spacewalk is always very exciting, yet very challenging.
The last time astronauts had to fix the cooling system was in 2010, and it took a total of 3 spacewalks. Astronaut Tracy Dyson went on those spacewalks to make the repairs. She's on the line with us from the Johnson Space Center in Houston. Tracy, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Well, how serious of a problem is this cooling pump right now?
It could be serious. Right now, the station only has 2 cooling pumps, and we've lost one. And so if we lost the other, then we'd be in a bad situation where we would have to power down a lot of things and think about whether to go out and do a spacewalk or to power down part of the station. But right now, the crew is safe and the vehicle is safe. All the loads have been placed on the other pump, and we've also shut down some things to reduce the amount of cooling that we need.
What does the cooling pump cool exactly?
The cooling pump, actually, what it does is it circulates ammonia through a line that then goes to a heat exchanger and transfers heat from the water that circulates inside the space station. And the water that circulates inside the space station takes away all the heat from the equipment that we have inside and outside the space station.
How likely do you think it is that a spacewalk will be necessary? As you say, they're looking for workarounds.
Well, I think it's likely, and that's because the engineers have been working feverishly to try to understand what has failed and what our options are, and it's very likely that the component that is giving us trouble is unreachable and the pump will have to be replaced. But that's what we are starting to see right now with all the analysis.
When people think about spacewalks right now, many of them will think about what we just saw in the movie Gravity, and it becomes a very scary image. So I wonder, I mean, you've done multiple spacewalks to fix actually a different part of this same cooling system. What are they like?
Well, they are a very serious event, and we're well trained for them, both the people in the spacesuits as well as all the people on the ground supporting it. I guess you're very focused on what you're doing while you're out there. I saw the movie Gravity, and the likelihood of something catastrophic like that coming at us without us knowing it are a lot slimmer than they were in the movie. Hmm. We've got a lot of folks on the ground who are looking at all sorts of orbital debris possibilities, and if there were anything remotely possible like that, we'd have some folks letting us know about it.
But more seriously, and in real life, there was a recent spacewalk where an astronaut almost drowned in his helmet, right?
Yes, we did have on the last spacewalk, we did have a suit issue where there was water inside the helmet, and the crew acted very quickly to get back inside, and everything went okay, and we've been investigating that ever since, trying to understand the failure and make sure that we're protected for the next spacewalk.
But they've been on hold since July, right? You're saying that it's possible, though, that there would be a restart of spacewalks in order to fix this cooling pump maybe in the next couple of weeks.
Yes, exactly. You're right. And since the water in the helmet incident, our teams here on the ground, as well as the crew that were on orbit during that time performing those, have been back here on the ground working with the teams to understand that failure, and we've since taken that suit apart and found the component that we believe was causing the issue and have checked out the other suits. And so we feel pretty confident. We won't send those guys out unless they've got good suits.
Have you talked to the astronauts on board since this incident happened?
No. It's not so easy to... We can't call those guys. They could only call us unless we're in mission control, which not all of us are. But no, I haven't talked to the guys. I don't know how they're feeling, but we get reports because we know folks are talking directly to the crew about this issue. And if it's anything like when I was up there and this happened, the crew are doing what they normally do. They had to do some steps, I'm sure, once the pump failed and shut down. And they're just back on the timeline getting other tasks done that they can, considering the fact that a lot of equipment that they were working on had to be shut down for the cooling issue.
Tracy, before I let you go, you were up there for 174 days, right, on the International Space Station?
That's correct.
What is it like to be back on Earth after you've spent so much time experiencing things in a very different way than most people on this planet?
Oh, that's a hard one to put in a nutshell. When you spend six consecutive months and all those minutes in microgravity and incredible sensations and sights that you get to experience, it is quite strange to be back on Earth. And many have made the same comment that once we arrive back here in Houston and we're with our families and in our familiar surroundings, it's just so bizarre that we were just in space 24 hours ago, and so it is a unique transition, and space is a hard place to leave, I'll say that much.
Astronaut Tracy Dyson joining us from the Johnson Space Center in Houston, Texas. Tracy, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, Jeremy. Thank you.